Anyway, I sent that text out this morning because as I was thinking about this call during the week, I was going, I'm wondering how most distributors evaluate the success of your individual businesses. How do you guys, know how you're doing in the business? And so I had the thought process, do you have a checklist, kind of like what Cindy does, for your business to evaluate how you're doing? And so I looked up the definition of checklist, which I sent out on the text this morning. And if you look at it from the Oxford Language Dictionary there, it says a checklist is a list of items required, things to be done, points to be considered, and used as a reminder. And that's really, really what we need to do when we're evaluating our business. So one of my hobbies, and that's the purpose of sending out a picture of the playing cards besides playing chess, is that I have a lot of different trading card collections and memorabilia, which today everyone's really glad if you've got any kind of sports cards that you've saved over, how many years. And many of them I've collected over 50 plus years. Like right now, I just showed Malin this morning. I bought these boxes. I didn't buy the little packets with the bubble gum in them. I actually bought the box of cards with unopened bubble gum. I could open them right now, and there'd be 50-year-old bubble gum in these packs, just to give you an idea. But I found the Star Wars one, and I remember distinctly Star Wars opened on Memorial Day weekend in 1977, May 25th. As a matter of fact, I remember it. So, think about that. That's 45 years ago. And I have these unopened Star Wars boxes and bubblegum cards, and I own also a 1986-87 Fleer NBA set of trading cards, which doesn't mean anything to most people, but it happens to be now, I wish I'd bought 1,000 of them, the most expensive sports pack you can have because it has Michael Jordan's rookie trading card in it. And I also have 1958 Topps Zorro from the old Zorro TV show Disney put on, 1962 Civil War series, and Star Trek, Andy Griffith, Superman, tons and tons of other sports memorabilia that many of you have seen when you've been to the house, plus an autographed Babe Ruth baseball and things that go along with that. So why do I share this story of our trading cards with you? And then telling Becky that Mickey Mantle card from 1952 just sold for $12 million. It's nuts. Because it started out for me as a fun hobby, just collecting things, and obviously it became a part of me. And it was a thing for me to do kind of just on a part-time basis. Then it became almost accidentally a little more
Hey,
serious, and
Steve.
then, yes.
We got background noise, so can we just remind people to mute their phones, guys? We do have background noise, so if you didn't
You
remember to
bet.
mute your phones, please do that just because it's distracting and your story's so awesome.
Oh, thank you very much, Lizzie. I appreciate it. And thank you guys for muting. And then it became an investment, my collection, and then a reward because the collections became valuable. And as I'm going down my checklist in that picture I sent you, there's actually a picture of the Michael Jordan card in the little packet there, and there's a checklist. And as I'm going down my checklist, if my Michael Jordan card was missing, what does that mean for the value of the collection? The Michael Jordan card, believe it or not, right now, is selling anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000, $200,000 for a rookie card, which just seems nuts that you could buy a house on a trading card. But it's not worth a lot. While there's some value, of course, to each individual trading card in the collection. For example, there's Larry Bird and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson and Charles Barkley. And while all of them are valuable, it's their combined value together that makes each set so valuable. Melin and I look at limitless guys in exactly the same way. Just as we have many different sets of trading cards, of which some sets are more valuable to others, they're all for different reasons that sets are valuable. But same is true in network marketing. I was thinking, man, we have been with Limitless now longer than any other company that we've ever been with in our career. And just like we have a favorite set of cards, the 1986 Michael Jordan rookie set from Flair, we also have our favorite set of distributors. And I started thinking about it this morning. Would we trade our Cindy Maddox card, our Liz card, our Pam card, or Terry cards, or Andy and Sarah cards, or Tanya, or Becky, or Barbara, or Russ? How about trading our Ray card? How about trading our Exactly. How about trading our Ernie Penny card for a different collection of cards? I don't want to trade any of these cards for a Dan card or a Lon card. That's an inside joke for you guys that know what I mean there. Because, guys, this is our core. Each of you add to the whole that we call Limitless. Each of you have great value as your own individual. Each of you. I don't care who it is on the phone. You all bring something. I can't imagine a call now without thinking about Ray. Like, if there's mornings, and it's happened in the past, where I forget to ask if Ray's on the call, I go through the day thinking, man, I forgot to ask if Ray was on the call. You know, it'll hit me at like 10 o'clock or something, you know. And I actually feel bad, and I go, why am I feeling bad about that? It's because I look at what Ray's personality is like. I look at the fact when he comes to a fly-in. I look at the fact that he contributes in his own individual way, just like each of you do in your own individual way, and you each have value. And I just want you guys to know that we appreciate that. Do you guys remember that famous MasterCard commercial? It's now 25 years old. It used to say, there's some things that money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. And it was a genius, genius commercial. There's some things that money can't buy, and then for everything else, there's MasterCard. And that's 25 years old now. Well, all of things are valuable, but together, you guys, it makes it priceless to be a part of Limitless because we all feel different. You know, with Ernie passing a couple of weeks ago, it made me realize that I wish I'd spent more time talking to him and how valuable our brief interaction was. So, do we wish we had more cards in our collection? Hell yes. I wish you guys would go out and find lots of new distributors that you could add to your groups because they're valuable pieces. I try to think if we never had the opportunity to meet Ernie or we didn't have the opportunity to meet Ray or Becky or any of you guys, you know, how would we feel? So if your checklist is missing, what's the value of your business? How do you evaluate that? So when I texted that out, you know, about a checklist being items required, things to be done, points to be considered, and it to be used as a reminder, I was thinking of Melin's in my quote of, is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? Is it simple? It's a simple checklist, guys. Are you an executive? Do you have your 1,000 in personal sales volume? Are you an X3? Do you have your 25,000 in organizational volume? That's a simple checklist. And I wonder how many of you guys really seriously look at that and say, I'm going to make a difference this month in other people's lives and in my business. and take it seriously. You know, check, 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 and check. Those are the four things. Does it work? It's a simple working checklist. Do you check it daily? Do you think about it weekly? Do you do it monthly? Do you have it where you upgrade it? You know, I get occasionally from you guys some of those checklists where you evaluate what you did last month. When I don't get one, it's generally because the month wasn't a good month. You guys are probably a little embarrassed. And I understand that, but that's what makes it happen. I remember Terry Kempford made me up a thing that said, you know, you got to declare it to the world and you have to do it. And you got to hold yourself accountable for that. Can I do it? It's a simple working checklist. And who's supposed to check that checklist? Who else is going to look at that list? Only you. And you're going to hold yourself accountable by going through that checklist. And here's what I'll promise you. If you don't use a checklist on your business to evaluate how you're doing, your business will not work. So look back at the last month and ask yourself, did I check my checklist at the beginning of my month? Did I say, okay, here's where I was the previous month. Here's where I am now. Here's what I want, where I want to be tomorrow. Without your personal commitment and your personal accountability to the checklist, to your own personal checklist, your business really isn't worth much. And that's why I wanted to share with you that you need a checklist so that you can evaluate your business on a daily, on a weekly, on a monthly business basis. But your business is more than just business. It's personal. And you're going to bring people who will be your friends for the rest of your life who you never would have encountered in this short life's journey. You're going to change some people's lives. You're going to save some people's lives. So, Melinda and I just want you to know we love all you guys, each of you. You too, Ernie. Love our business. Go get 'em, gang.